I know. It's actually starting to cool down, which is great.
Hey, I'm just going to take those off so I don't look like a wanker.
Just do it. It'll be
good. Look good.
All right. Everyone all good?
Yeah,
I'm good. Okay. How's the camp been?
It's been great. It's been hot. It's been good to get away with all the group. It's probably the first time we've got everyone together with all the young boys. When they came to the club, they sort of shot off and did their own thing for a few weeks. So it's been really good to get to know them. It's a really good bonding opportunity for the boys, and we've taken full advantage of it so far.
Is that the main thing you've gotten out of it? Is that bonding experience?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of hard work. We've done some big sessions on the track. It's been really hot. But the main point of coming up here is the hard work, firstly, and then to get to know the teammates and sort of set the foundations for our year ahead.
What's the bulk of the work you've been doing?
Majority training. We've had some big sessions out on the track. Other than that, we've had some recovery stuff, a bit of boxing, and a hell of a lot of meetings.
Second year under Brendan now, do you feel as though the game plan and all those things are just so much more entrenched?
Yeah, it is. The best thing about it now is, obviously after having a year, we get to refine what we went about last year. And we learned a hell of a lot last year in terms of what worked and what didn't work. So we get to reset over the off-season, and obviously bring in a few more things over the pre-season. And we're just working towards that. We've had some really good numbers on the track, so which has really helped our the way that the game plan is developing and going ahead.
So what do you think you need to get better at?
In terms of our footy?
Yeah.
There's a range of things. Obviously, our offensive work probably needs a bit of work, just our connection. We probably missed a fair too many skills last year, so that's probably our main point. Our defence is pretty sound at the moment, so but saying that, we've worked on our total footy, so we're not pigeonhole one area that we really need to work on. We're getting back and stripping the game back again and starting from fresh almost. As I said, there's 13 blokes under 21 and a hell of a lot of change in the footy club again. So it's almost, as much as we did have a year last year, there's blokes that were here last year to understand it, but there's another heap of blokes that need to learn it from scratch.
And how's Bryce settled back into the team after what happened during the trade period?
He's been great. He rocked up day one and ran some really good times in our testing and came back in probably peak physical condition that he's been in. So as a fellow player, I was wrapped with the way that he rocked up, and as a leader of the club, did a terrific probably service to what happened in the off-season and came back in really good condition.
Has he spoken to you guys about that situation?
Yeah, he has, and he was open and upfront about it. He's obviously, he hasn't got a grudge against the footy club or against the players or anything. It's just something that happened, and we've moved on, and hopefully we can have a really big year from it.
What about the Gold Coast? Why the Gold Coast?
Oh, mainly because of the heat. Obviously down south, we don't get the humidity and the heat as up here, and it's obviously just it's a fairly cheap way of getting away as a group and getting a bit of work in a different environment and changing up the pre-season.
Would you put this down to the best season you've had? Obviously most improved, best and fairest. What do you put it down to?
Probably looking back now, the pre-season I had last year, I had most of the sessions on the track and really set myself up for a big year, which is really helpful. But it's probably the hard part now is going again and starting and improving in a different area. But I'm looking forward to the challenge that comes ahead.
Is that the focus for your team, to try and build on that year, to keep trying to improve?
Yeah, definitely. I think in AFL footy, if you don't improve, you find yourself at the back of the pack pretty quickly. So if you're not prepared to work hard and improve your game, then you'll probably find yourself out the door pretty quickly.
What about, you mentioned the amount of young guys in this side now. You've got a best and fairest under your belt. It sort of catapults you, I guess, more into a senior role. Are you really conscious of the sort of leadership you have to show to the rest of the group?
Yeah, I was in the leadership group last year, so I was fully aware about my role at the footy club. I'm only 23, but I am actually one of the older boys at the club now, which is a bit funny, but I'm fully aware of the way that I've got to go about it in terms of the way that we've got to drag this group through together, and I'm very excited about what we can achieve in the future.
How's Patrick Cripps going as well with his injuries? How's he tracking?
Yeah, he's great. He's obviously had a little stress reaction in his back, which is probably well documented, but he's a resilient bloke, and he's very professional, so he's doing his rehab. Aim is for round one, and he's doing his rehab accordingly to that, so it's he'll be fine. I guarantee he'll be ready to go.
You're not worried that he might not make it back to the start?
No, not at all. From the advice that I've got from people at the club and from him, it seems like it's probably going to be a bit of a rest for now, but he'll be able to reload somewhere in January, and obviously games start in March, so we've got plenty of time.
You guys won 7 games last year. We've seen a side just win a flag coming from 7th spot. Has what the Bulldogs did given you guys much encouragement in terms of how quickly you can make a big jump?
I would say as a league, I think everyone's starting to discover now that every team's pretty close. It's any team on any day can beat anyone. So for us, it's about being consistent and bringing maximum effort on game day and having that consistent effort across the year. We probably had a bit of a year last year where we started quite well and then probably burn out and the effort dropped a little bit. But it's we're a young group and we're developing, and so that's probably the cornerstone of where we're going to go from is bring that consistency, bring that effort, and the games will take care of themselves.
Of the new boys, Sam, is there anyone who's particularly caught your eye?
I'm a defender, so I'm always going to pump up my back. So Caleb Marchbank's been terrific, just learning the game plan, and he came in unbelievable condition for a big fella, and I'm pretty excited about what he's going to do for the future for the current footy club.
Second season under him, is there a different message this year?
Not really. He's very consistent in the way he approaches the seasons, and his coaching, he's a teacher by heart, and he's going to stick through that, which is good to see. He's probably changed a little bit, which he's probably learnt in his first year, but not a hell of a lot. He's who he is, and that's who he'll be for his coaching career, I'd say.
What sort of message did he send to you boys, though? Like, does the message change from last year in terms of what he wants you to achieve, obviously higher in the ladder?
No, the same message as before. We just want to develop as quick as we can, but we know we're a young group and we've got a lot of improving to do, so we bring that consistency and the effort, and the games will take care of themselves.
You talked about Marchbank coming in, obviously, you know, big hopes for him in terms of the defence. You're a general of that defence. How long will it take that group to sort of get a really good understanding among each other? Because the best defences have that sort of bond and know how each other play. How quickly can you guys establish that?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's obviously just playing as much footy as you can together, and starts with training. We've got the whole pre-season until it's round one, and then once we get to games, it's just developing that connection on and off the field, and that's probably the work that we've done off the field is more important than it is on at the moment, is just getting to know each other and seeing how each other ticks. So the exciting thing about where I'm at is the blokes that are below me in age are going to be some stars of the future. So I get to develop with those boys, and as a group and as a whole team, I think it's pretty exciting.
Does it feel weird being an old man of a team at 23?
It does a little bit, except for the boys already get into me that I'm a bit of an old soul as it is. So it hasn't changed too much for me.
Zach Tui obviously gone down to Geelong. Who do you see sort of in line to replace him in defence?
His other Irish counterpart, or counterparts, I should say, Kieran Burns, obviously on the sidelines, but Kieran Sheehan looks like he's going in really, really good condition as on the track at the moment, and obviously Dylan Buckley as well. There's a couple off the half back there that probably similar attributes to Zach, but a bit younger, and we'll see what they can do.
Just quickly, any of you guys been for a surf yet?
I tried to go for a surf yesterday and it was very, very bad. There's a few boys here that are pretty good at surfing, so I'll leave that to them and I'll just try swim.
Good on you.
Thank you very much.